Dukes and Bell, we are live at the Tour Championship, and we will give you an update on the leaderboard. Remember, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of college football coverage, guys, in the ATL. Join us tomorrow at 8 a.m. as Mitch Evans and Abe Gordon set the stage for all of the day's big games. College football game time. And it's brought to you by Ingles, low prices, love the savings, and by Window Nation. WindowNation.com or call 866-90-NATION. And then stay tuned, 11:30 a.m., North Carolina against TCU. It all starts tomorrow right here at 8 a.m. on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's talk to our buddy B-Mac, because the Falcons play their final preseason game tonight against the Miami Dolphins. And B, the discussion all week has been Michael Penix, who is not playing tonight. Are you at all surprised when he said that he wasn't ready to play in tonight's game because he hadn't had enough 11-on-11 after being cleared over the weekend last weekend?
No, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. We've had countless discussions about the difference of 707 compared to 11-on-11. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys share with me that some fans feel like a 707 drill or session in practices, they're just as important as 11-on-11. No. And I share with you guys, there are two different things in terms of the realness of what actually looks like in real game activity. So for him, just getting cleared, only having, what, 2 or 3 days of doing 11-on-11 work. And you got to realize, in those sessions, he wasn't getting every rep. He still was probably sharing some of those reps with who? Tua Tagovailoa. No question he ain't ready. He ain't ready. He plays that's the quarterback is the most important position. Intellectually speaking, that is the most intense position, right? So the rhythm, the continuity, the everything – you need to make sure you have the amount of reps where you can be at your best. So for him saying that he ain't ready, no, I respect that. He's being honest. Because if he goes out there knowing that he ain't ready and he put out bad tape, then what the naysayers going to say then?
I guess, as we said yesterday, Bryant, it just we're used to hearing guys like, he's got to fight. The coaches have to keep him off the field. And just want to hear a little more aggressiveness. And to your point, it's funny because guys are like, no, man, he's playing it smart. He's playing it smart. I'm just like, okay, an injury prone quarterback, we want to establish the baseline, what he can do, and we want to see a full season. You know, and that's why we're disappointed. But I mean, the question is going to be, does he fit this offense? Because a lot of play action, a lot of under center, and that's something that Tua also had to do more of because he didn't do that in Miami.
Correct. And to throw a question to you, Mike, and the same can be said for Carl as well. Let's say Penix played in this final preseason game and had a great series or two series. Right, two series of whatever he might have played in this hypothetical. Do you think that would have made him become the starter week one?
If Tua is not matching his abilities, then maybe. You know, I mean, like I said, we've only seen the bad things about Tua. You know, we haven't. And there's been probably some good things the coaches are evaluating. But you know, if Penix came out and looked comfortable in this offense, I mean, certainly in the court of public opinion, but that doesn't decide who's going to be the quarterback.
Yeah, and for me, B, yes.
Because the decision already
the
made.
The answer is yes.
Who is the starting quarterback, right?
Well, it hadn't been named yet. We assume, we all think that's what's going to happen, but we're the only team in the NFL that hasn't named their starting quarterback. And I do think if Penix played well in two or three series, whatever it might have been tonight, that it would have amplified he's ready, which is what everybody's been talking about. Is he ready? And if he would have shown that, I do think that would have been the differentiating factor in this whole ordeal. But we're not going to see that. And for me, I know Mike's been saying this. Look, this is where I disagree. I've seen good passes from Penix. We were there for 2 weeks straight. I've seen him throw good passes. The problem is fans have taken the 9 plays from the first preseason game, which were bad. But the offensive line didn't block, and Stefanski called him out in the second week of the preseason against Indianapolis. There's just a lot more, B, that goes into this when you talk about evaluating the performance, and you know better than anybody, sometimes it's not all on the quarterback.
Agreed. No question. And for Penix, I think that the smart thing for him to do is not force an issue when you know you're not ready yet, you're not acclimated yet. His time was going to come. Let's say they named Tua Tagovailoa to start a week one against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Man, Penix, be patient. To y'all point, y'all haven't really been hyped about what y'all seen. Keep it real.
Yes.
No one in Atlanta is really hyped about Tua Tagovailoa as a starting quarterback. Now, a lot can change between now and week one, right?
Right.
Yeah. Right. But just based on what y'all have seen, who is excited about Tua as a starting quarterback? So if I'm Michael Penix, continue to get acclimated, continue to get comfortable within this new offense, right? Get the necessary reps, because his time is going to come.
B, can we be honest, though? There's more excitement about Jack Strand than there is Michael Penix and Tua. Can we be honest?
Right, we've got a guy who looks like a poor man, Josh Allen.
It's real.
And you know, Brett, B, now real quick.
Yeah. It's real.
B, I've told Carl, maybe he makes the practice squad. Maybe, I don't know how they evaluate him. The quarterback play has been so abysmal here over the years, with the exception of a few weeks of Kirk Cousins, that people have latched on to a guy who looks like a Josh Allen from a small school.
Hey, Carl.
What up?
Go Jack Strand out there in AccuSure Stadium week one against T.J. Watt and Cam Hayward.
Exactly.
Well, here's the deal, B. You're going to get Michael Penix killed, too, if you run him out there. I mean, like, at least Strand can escape pressure.
That is true. White boy can move, B.
So, how many years has Strand been in the league?
Oh, he's an undrafted rookie. I mean, he's undrafted free agent.
Undrafted rookie, right?
Yeah.
He came from where?
Minnesota Moorhead.
Yeah.
But he did have offers to go to bigger schools like Trinidad Chandler's.
Wait a minute, B. You're going to dismiss this kid even though he's played well in camp? This is what people are talking about.
No. I'm not dismissing him. What I'm saying is the equivalent of what he's done since becoming Atlanta Falcon.
Yeah.
You can't just sit here and say, wow, he gives us more of a bright spot at the quarterback position because of one good preseason game.
Right.
And you're talking about game planning against a guy, and oh, by the way, some of the players that he was playing against probably won't make the team.
That's my point.
In terms of future, you know, references with Jack, ain't no question he can develop to be something, but he's not ready for that type of smoke. Week one smoke and preseason 2 week smoke ain't the same smoke. Period. So if you want to be hyped about him, that's one thing. But in terms of consideration being a starter for week one, no. It's only two guys that should be in that conversation.
Right.
It's Tua Tagovailoa and it's Michael Penix.
But one guy hasn't played, and the other guy, according to everybody else, has played poorly. The only guy that's played well is the dude you're talking about. That's the issue. And look, I don't disagree with you, but the deal, B, is this. You've got Falcon fans who are starved for good quarterback play, and when we see it, we go, hey, why not play this damn kid? Jack Frost, by the way, is his nickname. Go ahead.
Jack, I like the nickname, by the way.
It's
That's
tight.
A heck of a nickname.
It's tight.
That's tight, no question. But y'all, Atlanta is in a very, very tough situation at the quarterback position, right? And I believe Tua Tagovailoa will be named the starting quarterback because the competition has been injured, right? So if I'm Michael Penix, you kind of expect that. But just be patient, bro. His time will come. It's like the Cleveland Browns situation with Shador and Deshaun Watson.
Right.
Shador, you're gonna get a chance to start.
Yeah.
You better believe it. Just be ready. And if I'm Michael Penix, his time will come.
Right. And we heard Shador basically saying all the right things, taking the high road and saying no reason to push it. And Penix has been super patient. Look, B, maybe it's just a new generational thing.
Guys
just go, I'm just doing what the doctors tell me. it'll happen when it happens.
Brian, don't take this bait. Don't
You
take
know,
it.
It's just it, when I'll be ready when they tell me I'm ready. I mean, I feel ready, but the doctors say I'm not ready, so I guess I'm not ready. We're just used to guys like, you know, Joe Montana, we talked about, or Steve Young, or Troy Aikman, or even Mike Vick racing to get back ahead of schedule, and that just ain't happening here.
So basically, y'all wanted Penix to say, I'm ready to play. I want to play. Even though he knew he wasn't going to play.
That's all I need. That's
right.
All I need. We don't even go down this road, B. That's all I want to hear.
That's what we wanted to hear. Yes. That's exactly
That's it.
Right.
Okay. That's all I need to hear from him. Hey, man, I want to go out there. They won't let me go out there. I'm ready to win this job. It is my job.
Okay.
And he ain't saying that. Not even close to anything like that. That's all we're saying.
Y'all want to see some fire in the belly. That's all.
That's all.
That's it, Joe.
That's it.
And look, by the way, I like Strand. I think they maybe stash him on the practice squad. Hope no one takes him. But you know, B, you've been around enough camps. The backup is always everybody's sweetheart.
You better believe it. Exactly. And Strand, to your point, has been a feel-good story for camp with the Falcons. But, he's not in consideration for QB1 right now.
It's
ridiculous. Not happening.
This is ridiculous.
He's not ready for Pittsburgh.
I feel like we're getting a little biased here. Maybe Brian McFadden has the game plan for the Steelers going into Week One.
Well, he definitely knows what's going on. Division Two unconscious bias.
I tell you this much, but Mike, correct me if I'm wrong. About 2 months ago, our very own Carl Duke was singing the praises of Tua.
And I still am.
He's hearing this and that, and he had the jersey ready, and now he done turned his back on
it. No. I still am.
Is your new Tua.
The thing for me is, if everybody wants to talk about how preseason matters and performance matters, then play the best guy. That's where I've been. So you can't come at me. I still think Tua's going to help us win. And that whole premise was, give him a chance. There were people like, dude, he's a bum. I'm not going to give him a chance. My thing was, B, I'm going to give him a chance. T-U-A.
I have no interest in Tua, Brian.
Until he wins you some games.
I mean, and Cooper
Rush. Until he wins
you
some games.
But, Cooper Rush is a guy, you know, B, he's been around the league. Like, he is the ultimate backup. Right, the ultimate backup, yeah. Like a Gardner Minshew, could probably win you a couple games. Not going to be good enough for a season. We got Cooper there. That's why some fans, again, are interested in that four-string guy. But somebody in the organization did find this Jack Strand kid who, had he gone to a bigger school like Trinidad Chambliss,
yep.
Then his whole, you know, obviously the resume is different and the perception is different.
It is. And like I said, no knock on Jack Strand. I think he's taking advantage of the opportunity, but – in terms of his consideration for week one start at quarterback?
Nope.
You don't want to throw him out in that smoke. On the road also against that defense. And I ain't being biased because I played with the Steelers. But they got some ink on that defense right now.
B, I've been saying this. I said it this early this week. If Michael Penix, you run him out there week one, you're really setting him up for failure. I believe that. And that's not what you want to do. Back to when Raheem was here and when they wanted to try to throw him into the mix. He didn't throw him out there against the number one defense at the time, which was the Chargers. He didn't want to do that to the kid. So when they throw him out there against the lowly New York Giants, who were terrible.
Right. And by that time, the season was lost. I mean, they should. And this is also a byproduct, Carl, just to back it up, of Zach Robinson, who apparently is not exactly having the easiest time down in Tampa. B, you know, sometimes you're assistant with a really brilliant coach like a Sean McVay, but you're not that guy. And that was part of the problem 2 years ago.
Yeah. You basically got a job because of who you was tied to instead of what you actually did.
That's right. We see
that all the time in the National Football League. But that's why I feel like, because of the lack of reps, right, in terms of joint practices or just preseason affair, Penix probably won't be named the starter week one. It will probably be Tua Tagovailoa. So you throw him out there against some hyenas and let him get beat up a little bit and ate up a little bit.
Terrific.
And so hopefully he don't end up in Grady. But
hey,
he's going to come.
Meanwhile, how you guys scored any points?
Because
last time,
going to be a Grady baby before it's all said and done.
B, we got Za'Darius Smith, man. Old man Rivers coming to get you. He's going to put Aaron Rodgers in trouble. I'm telling you, man, your team can't score any points. Let me ask you this before we cut you loose. The under is the play on this game, right?
Yeah, we're going to score all the points.
Oh, please. What's that, 17, Carl?
Here we go. Three field goals. All right,
nah,
man, look.
Nah, in all honesty, I'm going to keep it real.
Right.
That Bijan is hell. That Bijan Robinson is hell. Like, only thing we can hope for in terms of just really dominating the Falcons' offense is the hope that Bijan ain't really good football shape where he can get, you know, put forth his workload. But that Bijan Robinson, boy, he is hell. Kyle Pitts is hell as well, Drake London. So that's what I'm saying. You got pieces. You got pieces offensively in Atlanta. You got to get the quarterback situation right. But week one, now I like us. I like us a whole lot.
Yeah, I bet you do because you're throwing two out there.
Jack Strand be the starting quarterback. I would do a rain dance if I heard that.
All right, well, we got the dinner on this deal,
yeah.
And the good news is he doesn't drink, so it's a net gain for us. I'll buy you a ribeye.
To Brian's point, I know we got to run. All I need is competent quarterback play, and we'll be in this game.
Right. Baseline, competent quarterback play.
That's it. He doesn't have to be elite in this game. That's my issue. All right.
You're right.
We got to run, bro. Appreciate you as always, man. Looking forward to the start of the season and our conversations every week. Don't miss Brian McFadden here on the show, guys. Hey, B, have a great weekend.
All right, thank you.
All right, guys, we're live at the Tour Championship. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are going to get you a leaderboard update when we come back. I was following Rory for about five holes today, saw him double bogey, and I felt like I was playing. Mm. We'll get into it when we come back.